50 lands on this.
That photo's going right across Arabia there on this last, just a little bit ago, Ron.
Okay, yeah, those were good. You can kind of see the topographic rise in the Sanger area, especially it's a little bit higher to the west of Sanger than to the east, but you can still see a general rise in that area.
Roger.
Get a kind of a hint of the second ring of Arabia.
Well, good. Ron, we need to get battery A, terminate the charge on battery A.
Okay. That charger off. That A looks about 37 volts. Relay bus is going closed.
Close to it. Real good. Ron, you're coming up within a minute of this, or a couple minutes of this orbital science photo of Pierce starting at in the Sea of Crisium and going through Pierce in that area.
Okay, let's see, that'll be on Windows 3. We're going to stay F8 all the way across to this one, huh?
No, it says F8 at start, and then according to the flight plan, you change to F5.6, and you'll change that at about microbus A, and then you'll go to 1/125th right at the Vitro area.
Okay, we don't want to jump to F11 going across those islands, huh? On the western edge of Crisium?
Oh, it's the F8. It shows F8 on the map all the way across Crisium. Starting at F8 and using F8 all the way across Crisium.
Okay. Let's see. There's the Picard X. So we should start popping right in here somewhere.
Yeah, it's those rills, or whatever you call it, rills, I guess, to the north of Picard X is where you start.
Okay, I get a shot of those. Come on, come longer. Okay, we started. Is that about a good time? Okay, there's absolutely no color variation on these flow fronts or scarps or I got any flow fronts, looks to me like. Just looking north, right from Picard X.
You'd call them flow fronts and
flow front it's hard to even, let me see, they're bright on the high side. As you're looking north, you know, they're bright on the high side. I would presume they kind of run east and west.
Well, it's according to the map there, just exactly east and west.
Side of. Yeah.
Your photo path goes directly between Pierce and Pierce Bravo and then leads up towards Pierce Charlie, just a little bit north of Pierce Charlie.
Okay. Well, Pierce Charlie has really got some black lines going down, vertical down up.
You're talking about inside the crater, black vertical lines inside the crater?
Yeah, inside the crater, and it also looks like it carries on across. I have to get a little bit closer, I'll see if it carries on across or not. This can't be shadow. You can still see the darker annulus around the Pierce. Pierce Bravo has also got a dark annulus around it. Pierce Bravo, it only goes out to about a half a crater diameter, though.
Roger.
Yeah, you know, Pierce Charlie looks like the sides of the South Massif, almost. Look down at that. In other words, it's kind of a highly eroded, elongate crater. Peaks are all vertical. You know, vertical is the only way I know how to describe them. They point toward the, radially, they point radial, but they all point toward the middle of the crater.
Roger.
Does that make sense?
We'll try and fathom out. Yeah, it does make sense, Brent.
Okay. Here's Charlie, was right in the middle of a little framelit there. South of Microbus, huh?
Yeah, just a little bit south of Microbus there. Right on the edge of it, actually, on the southern edge of Microbus. As you get up ahead between the contact line between the Maury and the Highlands at Microbus Alpha is where you'll change to 5.6.
Okay. Yeah, do we go north of Microbus Alpha?
Boy, it looks like you just, you're north of Microbus Alpha, that's a term. You're even just a little bit north of Microbus Bravo.
Yeah, that's what I mean, Bravo, I mean, Microbus Bravo. Boy, it's a beautiful, between Microbus Bravo and Microbus, there's a beautiful ray excluded, what do you call it, butterfly. Little butterfly, about a 1,000-meter crater.
That is.
Got him.
Okay, you gotta be consider changing 5.6.
Okay, let's see, about the 5.... Now here again is where sun angle may make a little bit of difference on the thing, but this kind of a hummocky, close to sculptured hill type of material that we're flying over between Proclus and Microbus A and B doesn't look at all like the sculptured hills in the landing site area next to, in other words, all along the edge of Crissium, or edge of Serenitatis, you have the sculptured hills effect that has the vertical dark lineations in it. These vertical radial or whatever you want to, lineations, striations, I guess, dark striations, are not apparent on the western edge of Crissium at all. Yeah. Where's this come out by the landing site? North of the landing site?
You're quite a bit north of the landing site. You're over the Littrow. In fact, you're north of Littrow.
Over Littrow?
You're north of Littrow.
Okay, we're trying to get the Littrow rose.
Okay, when you cross into the Maury on Serenity there, after Littrow, you want to change 1/125th.